Namaste. Welcome to Samvad, Together in Conversation. And I am Sunil Rao here. Before we begin today, I would like all of us to remember this important thing about attention. Our life experience would ultimately amount to whatever we had paid attention to. Attention is important, and most of the times we are so indifferent to it. It is as fundamental as food, and we go blundering about seeking ways to assuage the craving instead of learning how to provide ourselves with what we need sensibly and calmly. We feed the hunger blindly. Once the mechanism is brought to our attention and we begin to study it, it is as if a veil has been stripped off ordinary life and we become freer in our actions and choices. With that, I'd like to start. And last week I drew your attention to one of the many teaching stories. This week I bring to you and to your attention yet another story, which is extracted from an interesting and thought-provoking work, World Tales by Idri Shah. World Tales is divided into 5 volumes and contains stories from great works like Panchatantra, Thousand and One Nights, Straparola, Boccaccio, Chaucer and Shakespeare, and a dozen others, which now form the basis of the classic literature of Europe and Asia. To the tale titled How Evil Produces Evil. A certain hermit was walking one day in a deserted place when he came across an enormous cave, the entrance to which was not easily visible. He decided to rest inside and entered. Soon, however, he noticed the bright reflection of the light upon a large quantity of gold within. The hermit, as soon as he became aware of what he had seen, took to his heels and fled as fast as he could. Now, in this desert area, where were 3 robbers who spent much time there so that they could steal from travelers. Before long, the pious man had blundered into them. The thieves were surprised and even alarmed at the sight of the man running without nothing in pursuit. But they came out of their ambush and stopped him, asking what was the matter. "Well, I'm fleeing, brothers," he said, "from the devil, who is racing after me." Now the thieves could not see anything following the devout old man, and they said, "Show us what is after you." I will, he said, for he was afraid of them, and led them to the cave, at the same time begging them not to go near it. By this time, of course, the thieves were greatly interested and insisted that they should be shown whatever it was that had caused such alarm. "Here," he said, "is death, which was running after me." The villains were, of course, delighted. They naturally regarded the recluse as somewhat touched and sent him on his way. while they reveled in their good fortune. Now the thieves began to discuss what they should do with the booty, for they were afraid of leaving it alone again. Finally, they decided that one of their number should take a little gold to the city and with it buy food and other necessities, and then they would proceed to the division of the spoils. One of the ruffians volunteered to run the errand. He thought to himself, "When I am in town, I can eat all I wish. Then I can poison the rest of the food so that it kills the other two. And all the treasure will be mine." While the rogue was away, however, his companions were also thinking. They decided that as soon as he returned, they would kill him, eat the food, and divide the spoils so as to gain the additional third share that would otherwise be his. The moment the first thief arrived back at the cave with the provisions, the two others fell upon him, stabbed him to death. Then they ate all the food and expired of the poison which their friend had bought and put into it. So the gold, after all, did indeed spell death, as the hermit predicted. For whoever was influenced by it, and the treasure remained where it had been in the cave for a very long time. Herein ends our tale. Now, many traditional tales have a surface meaning, perhaps just a socially uplifting one, and a secondary inner significance, which is rarely glimpsed consciously, but which nevertheless acts powerfully upon our minds. So if you have the book and it has been lying in the shelf, pull it out, and I'm sure you will thoroughly enjoy reading it. If you do not have it, you can buy your copies from any of the bookstores near you or via any online portal selling it. Or if you can see the link below while listening to the podcast, you can click on the following link. As I conclude today's episode, I want to draw your attention again to these wise words of a storyteller, which I have extracted from a monumental work titled Kalila Udyamna, which has been inspired from the Panchatantra. The extract: my stories require at this stage no extra commentary, imaginings, or guesswork by you, me, or anyone else. The very worst would be that of moralizing. To explain away is to forget. Thus, let the stories which you can remember do their own work by their very diversity. Familiarize yourself with them. Well, I want to thank all the listeners who take their time out and listen to the episodes of the podcast. If you have been listening to it regularly and have not subscribed, I would suggest that you subscribe and click on the bell icon to be notified for every new episode that is uploaded almost every week. Until the next time, stay safe, stay healthy. Thank you very much. Namaste.